Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Good morning and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We're here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. And guess what time it is? It's time for You Choose the News, the game show where Angel plays and everybody laughs.
And someday Angel's going to laugh, too.
Someday. Mm-hmm. Let's start with today. You choose the news. We've got several different stories for you. Let's talk about worst phone owners.
Worst phone owners.
Let's talk about YouTube Emmys.
YouTube Emmys.
Or, I can't believe.
It's not butter?
No.
Oh.
She's my sister.
I can't believe she's my sister?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, let's start with I can't believe she's my sister.
Out of New York, in Spencerport, New York, a New York woman learned that her favorite college professor was actually her biological older sister. And they found out after they both looked into their adoption history. You ever had that college professor you just clicked with? You know, that one that you just, gosh, she is the best.
Not really.
No?
No, but apparently it wasn't because I wasn't related to her.
You don't have an older sister. But if that were the case, here's the deal. Diane DiProspero Cook and Karen Cometa Zempel first met at a Bryant and Stratton College in 1985 before learning that they were long-lost sisters 31 years later. The women became aware of each other after contacting their adoption agencies, seeking information about medical histories. I couldn't believe it. I immediately knew who she was,
because she had been my Cook. She had been my professor.
Of course. My heart skipped a beat, and I was excited to tell, excited because I would tell by her voice and her bubbly personality that we would hit it off.
So she had been her professor earlier.
Uh-huh.
31 years later.
31 years later, discovered that they were actually biological sisters. They'd actually lived two parallel lives and had many of the same mannerisms. The more we talk, the more we find that we have in common. You hear these stories from time to time.
Nature versus nurture kind of stuff,
typically,
right?
About twins, but here it is, biological sisters who have similar upbringings. Both women are left-handed, and they share the same bubbly personality. They went to Roman Catholic schools, never further than 20 miles away from each other.
Their whole lives.
Yeah.
Their whole lives living
Isn't
so close
great?
To each other and actually spent time together at one point. Wow.
There you go.
Could you imagine just being reunited with somebody?
And it feels so good. It does. Okay. All right. It's You Choose the News. And so you've got worst phone owners or YouTube Emmys.
I'm going to end with YouTube Emmys because I think that's kind of exciting.
All right.
So let's do worst phone owners.
Worst phone owners. New Verizon survey identifies the worst phone owners in America. Out of Basking Ridge, New Jersey, at one point or another, many mobile phone owners will experience the anguish of breaking their device, either sitting on it, driving over it, perhaps, worst of all, dropping it in the toilet.
You know, I hear people do that all the time.
Yeah.
Don't take it in the bathroom, people.
Who's? Are you the kettle?
I don't potty in phone.
Mm-hmm. No, you. I'm not giving the go there.
I do.
I'm not going to go there.
I do eat my breakfast. Well, not anymore, but I used to eat my breakfast.
Well, here's mine. Have
some getting more. Ready. While getting ready for
uh-huh.
work.
All right. Yeah. So guess who's doing all this?
Who?
It's the millennials. The millennials are dropping their phones twice as many times in a week, an average
really?
Of four times a week.
Really? They dropping
Gen
their
Xers
phones?
Gen Xers or baby boomers. And get this, parents.
They just don't appreciate it.
Parents
they just throw those things all around.
Are more likely to have broken or lost their mobile phone, 67%, than phone owners without children, 38%. Wow. So the study surveyed more than 1,000 consumers and found that the people who are the worst phone owners in America are millennials. And here are some of the most embarrassing ways phone owners can break their devices. 43%. Drop it in the water or send it through the wash.
My daughter has washed her phone twice.
Twice?
Twice it has gone through the
washing
machine.
Check the pockets, people.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But you know what? Sticking it in a tub of rice for about a week will recover it in many cases.
In some cases.
In two cases.
Uh-huh. Out of millions. Mm-hmm. So 43% drop it in the water. Mm-hmm. 22% throw it.
Throw it.
Uh-huh.
They're throwing. I couldn't remember which hand the ball was in.
No.
Shoot, that was
no.
my phone.
No, threw it at the wall after the New York Giants lost their sixth game in a row.
Oh.
They're just hacked off just, and
just hurling it because they're mad at something. That's your phone, dude. 20, chill.
20% drop it out of a window. What are you doing hanging out of windows? When was the last time you hung out of a window?
You know, there was one time Eric was complaining about his phone. He hit his phone.
Angel was driving.
I rolled down the passenger side window. Then said, pitch it, because I've heard enough.
We're done.
He did not throw it out the window.
See, I've got discipline. 20% find a pet chewing on it. Keep your phones out of the mouths of your pets.
Yeah, and then all the saliva. Okay.
And then 20% accidentally trip and land on their phone, whether it's in their hand or, you know, putting out their hand to break their fall, or they trip and it's on their in their pocket and they land on it. 20% trip and fall. Hmm. Here's some interesting stories. One person went to get into a taxi, and the phone dropped while getting into it. So they said, "Cab driver, stop, go back." And he did.
And he ran over it.
Ran right over it. One person dropped it in an open atrium where it bounced several times until hitting three floors down and an open staircase.
What's the worst thing you've ever done to your phone?
Actually, it just recently happened, and I did actually drop it. And I take great pride in the way that I care for my phones. I've never had a cracked screen ever.
Oh.
And I've
My little covering, you know, the protective
glass covering
has a crack in it.
Mine does too. Now, because I just recently dropped my phone, it was in a hoodie, and I took the hoodie off, and I forgot that it was in there, and so it bounced at the gym on the hard gym floor.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
And, you know,
those are
the plastic, the glass.
That's
screen
why they have protective cases.
Designed there.
Yeah,
did its job. Okay, you ready for YouTube Emmys?
Yes.
Did you know that YouTube stars can actually win Emmys for acting? It's true. Five new categories for.
I remember when they added Netflix. Like, if you made a movie and TV show direct to Netflix,
right?
That was now included as Emmys. It didn't actually have to be on broadcast TV.
Direct to YouTube now.
So now direct to YouTube.
Uh-huh. Five new categories.
Tell me, because I am thinking maybe could we do something with our Experience Pros TV show?
I think maybe we could.
How does that work?
Sure. Okay, five new categories. Outstanding actor in a short form series.
Okay. Well, we don't have that.
No, you'd actually kill that one.
No, because we're...
It's short form.
Actors. We're playing ourselves. We are ourselves.
Comedy or drama. Outstanding actress in a short form series. You could do that.
No, again...
But you're short. Comedy or drama, outstanding short form series. Comedy or drama, which replaces short format. live entertainment.
So these are short forms because it's YouTube, right? Uh-huh. So they want them less than 15 minutes.
Correct.
I think we could do that.
Totally do that. And then outstanding short form series variety and outstanding short form series reality nonfiction. That would be us.
Reality nonfiction.
Reality nonfiction. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
And you enter.
Enter.
Yeah. You go to.
Although I don't know that. I don't know that actually just we couldn't enter just a segment. The whole show would have to be
it's a series.
Minutes.
There's multiple series.
There's something to think about,
Absolutely.
Though. There's something to think about. Instead of doing a full hour-long program, we could do 15-minute.
You
we
certainly
could. Do
15-minute
segments.
Absolutely.
Shows. Possibly. There and win an Emmy.
And possibly win an Emmy. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Guess what time it is? That's exactly right. Go, Bill. It is You Choose the News bonus section. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Every so often there gets to be a bonus. Angel thought that was going to be the last segment, but no. You choose the news. We've chosen it for you. The bottle of McDonald's Big Mac sauce just sold for $95,000 on eBay.
The special sauce?
Special sauce.
Think you
Big
can buy
Mac
that?
Special sauce sells for $95,394 on eBay.
Why?
No one knows why, but somebody bought it.
How much special sauce did they buy?
One
All
bottle.
Of it?
One bottle.
One bottle?
Uh-huh.
A special sauce? Isn't it just Thousand Island
it's
dressing?
It's $3.51. It's a little more than Thousand Island dressing. There's a little secret sauce.
Oh, I'm sure, but close enough.
All right. By the way, that's Worcestershire. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the most positive business talk show in America.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel. And just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG. Anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call. Hi, this is Angel, and if you haven't checked out all the resources that Experience Pros offers small business owners all across America, I'd like to invite you to visit experiencepros.com. From annual contests to the Extreme Customer Service Directory, daily blogs and fan bragging to business tips, Experience Pros supports business owners just like you in so many ways. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Experience Pros. And thank you for allowing us to serve you every day right here on this station.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Very nice to have you along with us. Most positive business talk show in America. And Angel, I just want you to know, I feel your pain.
Do you feel my pain?
I do.
You know, I think that a lot of times that we feel like nobody gets me, nobody understands us. And can you bring any strategic empathy into the workplace where our next guest...
Strategic what?
Empathy. Empathy, feeling what others are feeling, putting yourself in their shoes. Brand new book, Strategic Empathy, 7 Leadership Tips from an Interim CEO, Richard Lindemuth. Welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you very much.
Richard, I don't know that I've ever heard these two words side by side, especially not in a business concept. Strategic empathy, what is that?
Well, you know, so often, like a military or other things, people think that they don't care about the people themselves. It's the mission. And indeed, you know, there used to be quite a bit more of that. But today, almost any leader is a team player. And as a team player, you have a good idea about how other people feel, or you ask, or you get involved.
All right. So, Richard, you know, you've stepped in as the interim CEO in many cases. In fact, you've done it for 3 decades. And I think stepping in when you're the interim, you almost feel like you're the odd man out. People know you're only going to be here for a little while. It's going to be temporary. How do you actually create this that I'm here and I care and it matters and we should actually... You know, we should actually, you know, invest in each other, even though it's going to be short term.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's not as short term as it might seem. I mean, it's been up to a couple of years in 1 or 2 cases. But in some cases, it can be quite short term. And indeed, when you walk in the door, you're the person that people fear. I mean, if the company's in trouble, they may feel that they're going to lose their jobs. People could be laid off or whatever. And so the last thing in the world that you can do is bang your fist on the table and say, all right, listen up, here's what we're going to do. In fact, you really need to go out and ask. They've been watching the inventory build up. They've been seeing the products that haven't been finished. They've seen the bills that need to be paid. They have a good idea of what the issues are. They may not have the... experience for the solutions, but my approach is what I call active listening, and Wikipedia defines that as listening to what people say and then repeating it back in your own words several times so that you're sure that you stay on the same page. And that listening, when you know people say, oh my gosh, he's listening, you know, and then you start saying, well, they're, you know, you're not the only one that's saying this. And then you bring a couple people together that are saying similar or the same things about inventory, about whatever it is. And then you say, well, what do you think we should do about it? And there may be 10 ways to solve a problem that are adequate. They don't all have to be the perfect one. But if you use one that the people have suggested, or maybe you suggest a little bit around it to provide guidance, then they take ownership for it. It's their solution. That's where your strategic part of your empathy comes in.
All right. And that makes sense to us, you know, I guess to a point. but let's, you say that a strategic empathetic leader needs to allow the people to tell him or her no. You don't want to hear no, do you?
No, you really don't. and you do hear it. But, you know, and it's emotional, and it's there at the time, and it does take a little bit of time to get through the no's, or we don't need you, or we've tried that and it doesn't work. I mean, there are plenty of ways to say no.
Sure.
And I think we've all heard them. No doesn't always mean no. And in fact, one person saying no, you can usually see somebody rolling their eyes back because that person always says no.
So, we've identified him.
All yeah.
Right.
And it's fun. I mean, people are people. And I can, you know, you get a lot more done as a team player than you ever would just walking in and trying to do things yourself.
Which is, yeah, and if you've been in that situation, then you know how valuable this interim CEO position is. And we're talking to Richard Lindemuth, and I was incorrect in saying that the book was called Strategic Empathy. Today we're talking about strategic empathy. The book is called The Outside the Box Executive, The Outside the Box Executive, and we're learning some leadership tips from Richard as the interim CEO. Okay, so... you know, I think a lot of times when we're in there, we're trying to create that empathy. Of course, we, you know, we expect the anxiety. We allow them to express, you know, where they're at and where they're coming from. You know, you say focus on the middle. Isn't it usually middle management that's the first to go when you have some of these issues going on within companies?
You know, people think that, but, you know, I'll give you two things. You talk a little bit about strategic empathy, and one of the areas where I have had to go in and provide layoffs and things like that, and perhaps middle management looks like a target, but let me tell you, one middle manager can be more than offset by one half of a senior executive salary. So if it's about money, then it's not just middle management. Mm-hmm. The second part of that is I do have a rule in layoffs and things like that. And basically the rule, for example, in Alabama, I had to lay off a number of different people. Two rules. One, get it all done at once so there's not a second shoe to drop and people can feel safe that they're now the big challenge has been taken away from them. The second part of that is that if there are, in particular, in this case in Alabama, mothers who are holding down two jobs, single mothers that are holding down two jobs to keep their family together, they are not touchable in any layoff that I do.
All right. Well, nice. You know, there's strategic empathy right there in action. Our guest is Richard Lindemuth. The book, The Outside the Box Executive. Where do we get a copy of this book, Richard?
It's on Amazon, and it's... very easy to find, and I actually enjoyed writing it because it's just how I feel. It's much what I'm talking about today, active listening, and it really provides some insight into the way I think and the way a number of executives who come into companies think.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you have a flailing or anxious company and you need an interim CEO, Richard's your guy. He's the one to reach out to as well. Richard, is there a contact number and or website where people can find out more information about you and your services?
The Association of Interim Executives on the Internet is a great place to go. I mean, I am the chairman of their advisory board. They provide a number of different insights for interim executives, and if somebody contacts that, I'm quite happy to respond quickly and directly. I respond to every single call or email.
Absolutely.
I love it. Richard Lindemuth, thank you so much for being our guest. The Outside the Box Executive. Pick up a copy and check him out on that Association of Interim Executives.
More positive business talk just ahead. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
And welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angela and Eric. We are so grateful for you tuning in to this, the revolution in how people treat people in business. One of the things that we talk about an awful lot here on the broadcast is your why, finding out your why, or some people call it your purpose.
You know, so often we're just going through the daily grind and we think there really is no purpose. I get up, I go to work, I do what
money.
I do. Go home, go to bed, and do it all over again. So we brought in our guest expert, Ken Keyes. He's going to help you find purpose in your business. He's a PhD and president and CEO of Consulting Resource Group International, leading authority on assessment strategies and processes to increase and multiply your success rate. Ken's latest book is The Quest for Purpose, a self-discovery process to find it and live it. Ken Keyes, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, it's good to be back.
Ken, very nice having you back on the program. Now, what do you mean by purpose? And does everyone have a specific purpose, or are we all just making the purpose of, I need to make some money?
Well, obviously businesses need to make money, but as an entrepreneurial show, all of us have a purpose. And the challenge, of course, for most people is that they just simply don't know what it is, or they have not ever gone through a process to actually be able to determine what it is.
All right. Well, I remember going through several years ago, my church group, we read The Purpose-Driven Life, and we went through that as a group. And you know, it was long before I had started my own business. I was a stay-at-home mom and trying to find more meaning and purpose in that, even though that should have been fulfilling enough for me. It wasn't. How vital, Ken, is it really to know what our purpose is? I mean, we're kind of functioning okay without it, right?
Well, the global stats don't support that. And I know that, that question is there for a purpose, is that the reality is there was a study done of 142 countries, and U.S. and Canada were included in that, and only 13% of the global workforce are actually engaged at work.
So that means that 13%, you said? 13?
13%. That's average. That's average. So I was recently speaking in Singapore, and the GDP there is about the third or fourth or fifth highest in the world. And the engagement level there in a recent study was 2%. So obviously, as you were mentioning, Eric, money isn't everything, because people aren't feeling fulfilled. They're not engaged. They're not really getting and plugging into that purpose that naturally fulfills that energy and really inspires us to kind of live life.
Okay, so there's the bad news. But the good news is there's ripe opportunity for getting engaged. And Ken, let's now shift our conversation into some tips for those small business owners who, they want to start this journey of self-discovery and find the purpose, or discover that maybe they're in the wrong place. That could probably be one of the discoveries as well. What do they do?
Well, one of the things I teach in my business classes is that, first of all, it's our mindset about what is the purpose of especially an entrepreneurial business. So the purpose of an entrepreneurial business, even though most business books will say it was to make money, to serve customers and fill their needs, all those things are true, but really the purpose of an entrepreneurial business is to fill your purpose. And so we have to come into that and say, the business really needs to serve me, not from a self-centered point of view, but from a self-fulfillment point of view. So I'm now all of a sudden going into this and say, by the way, what's the kind of lifestyle and things that I want to do in my life that allow me to engage them? So an example is, with my kids now in college and university, But every year we've taken a trip when it's not spring break, when it's not reading break in university or college, because in my business as an owner, I can take the time when I want. If I want to have 3 months off a year, being a 24/7 corner store and the only employee obviously is not aligned with that. So I have to get clear about what are some lifestyle things that I want, but also, you know, what are the gifts, talents, and abilities that I have that really energize me?
You know, and it is, it's far more fulfilling. You're leaving a legacy. You're not just working 24/7. I think that often as entrepreneurs, we work ourselves into burnout because we don't allow for the lifestyle. And if we don't have that purpose, and if we don't have it, we can't offer that then to our staff and our employees, who in some cases, less than 2% are actually feeling satisfied. Our guest is Ken Keyes, President and CEO of Consulting Resource Group International. Find him online at crgleader.com. His book is The Quest for Purpose, a self-discovery process to find it and live it. Ken, do you ever find that people, as they start this self-discovery and what their purpose is and what, you know, what their life and the alignment should look like, they find they're doing the wrong thing?
Absolutely. And in fact, that was my own story. I went through this process almost 30 years ago. I've been now in this industry just 29 years. And, you know, I grew up on a dairy farm. So a lot of times there's, you know, Eric, you're talking about cultural pressures.
Yeah.
Where we have expectations and we're supposed to go down this certain road. Well, I'm the third generation firstborn male, Eastern European descent.
Joe.
And so.
Get out there and milk the cows.
Yeah, exactly. And so I said, well, what's Ken, you being a professional developer, and my purpose is to help others to find and live theirs, is to do with dairy farming. It has nothing. And so when I left, the pressure and the words like betrayal, and I did all of this for you. And so a lot of entrepreneurial businesses are first, you know, go from first to second to third generation. And the assumption is that our kids, are, you know, our sons, our daughters, our wives or husbands or uncles or aunts are all interested in what we're doing, but that's not always true. So we have to have enough courage to choose our own path. But the other part is, and I was having lunch with Dr. Dick Bowles, who wrote the book, What Color's Your Parachute, sold about 13 million copies. And I said, you know, Dick, and he's now 86.
Wow.
I said, with all this work, why haven't people reached their purpose? And he just simply said immediately, he says, people haven't been willing to do the work. And what I mean by that, we work hard on our business, and where are the customers, and what are the systems, and all the expertise on marketing. But do I do that same effort on my own life to find out and discover? See, discovery is to uncover. So all of us have a purpose. We need to seek it. And there's usually evidence or clues on what direction I should be doing, but am I paying attention to them, and am I doing that work? And that's what the Quest for Purpose book is all about, are the processes, the systems, the questions, the reflective time, all those things that we want to go through so that we can come to this conclusion and we can come to this clarity that this is the direction that really fits for me.
You know, I think that it's scary, right, to think that something's going to have to change, right? But obviously, if you're looking for that quest, if you're looking for that purpose, you know already that you're not aligned with something. And so taking that next step and taking that journey is hard, but definitely worth it. The book is The Quest for Purpose, a self-discovery process to find it and live it. You can also connect with Ken. Do you want them to go to your website, or how would you like folks to follow up with you?
Go to crgleader.com, crgleader.com, and that's, you know, all our contact information is there. And then the book has a site as well, thequestforpurpose.ca, where they can find out more about the book.
Did you hear him say about the book?
About the book.
About the book. It's a CA. .ca, not .com.
Ken.
Well, the .com was already taken.
Right.
I couldn't get that. I was behind on that.
Those rude Southern North Americans.
Ken, when people go through this and you take them through it, especially in your workshops and classes, what are some of the responses that you get?
Well, for a lot of people, it's just relief. It's a burden to be every day to be in a space that's not fulfilling.
Mm.
Sometimes it is attitude that comes in and just shifting and helping people to understand what it is to the character traits. I mean, I mentioned this in the book that just finding your purpose is just not enough.
Mm.
And, you know, I read all the literature or a lot of it about what's out there, and there are character traits in that we need to be thinking about to be able to fulfill our purpose. So if, may I could be on purpose, but I have an unforgiving heart. And you were talking about Rick Warren's book, but, you know, with Rick's, what are the work that we do is the chapter on where do I'm supposed to fit. So right. If I don't have the characteristics to go with my purpose is neither, it's not going to be fulfilling even though I'm doing what I'm supposed to do because I don't have this unforgiving heart. Or I don't, if I live in fear, then that's, as you were talking about, having courage, Angel, to be able to make those decisions. Or if I'm a pessimist and I don't have an optimistic mindset, which entrepreneurs need, then that is going to affect my fulfillment of my purpose as well.
Clearly as well. Ken Keyes, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it. The website is crgleader.com. crgleader.com. Pick up two copies of his book, one for you and one for somebody you know who needs it. When we come back, it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out, or maybe not, 3 things to learn from a failed business venture.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Denver's Money Talk.
Are you really achieving the dreams you thought you would? Infinite Nation knows that when your vision is big enough, you can create infinite success. Request your free vision check phone call with award-winning vision coach Carrie Conley. Discover how easy it is to achieve your infinite success. Call 720-331-8693. 720-331-8693. And check out the Vision is Victory workshop online at infinitenation.com.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Hopefully this has been the most inspiring few hours of your work week or at least work day. And we're going to end on an interesting note because sometimes, I know you'll find this difficult to believe, but sometimes even the best ideas don't work out.
Well, and as an entrepreneur, you'll meet entrepreneurs who are serial entrepreneurs. They've started many, many businesses. And no, not every business idea is going to be a success. But just because your business idea fails doesn't mean you are a failure. In fact, you're probably going to learn many, many lessons from it. And in fact, we have an article that we found from the co-founder of Easy Meals.
Yes.
Yes, that's the name of the business. Easy Meals.
Uh-huh.
Actually failed.
Oh.
And here are some of the lessons that he learned. Number one,
it's easy to start
hard.
A company, but not so easy meals to sustain
not
it.
Not so easy to keep it going. So three things that he learned from his failed business of Easy Meals. And one being hard wasn't actually one of the lessons. He knew it was going to be hard.
Here are some takeaways. And again, from every failure, we can always gather some important things to grow. So the first one is deliver on your promises. He says it's easy to reach a large volume of orders a day in the food delivery business. That's what Easy Meals was all about. The tricky part is getting the products into the hands of the customers. It's because there's so many factors outside of a startup's control, such as suppliers, restaurants not cooking the food in time. There's a lot of variables when this delivery service
and here's
involved.
The thing is that customers don't care that you're a startup.
Ouch.
Don't care that you're still trying to figure it out. You know, all the tweaking, you do that on your own time, buddy, not on my dime.
And their expectations have been set. It's 30 minutes or it's free. And frankly, I think that's a reasonable thing. But again, if you're going to be in the variable hands of distributors who are not going to deliver on that, it's not
and
easy.
As you're starting up, you don't really have the profit margin to start offering free anything at this point. The second thing he says, stick with the basics.
Yes.
He says too many people are focusing on creating flashy websites, you know, expensive apps, instead of getting their product right in the first place. Now, his was a food company, right?
Sure.
So the food itself in his industry was always more important than the technology behind the delivery side of things. So what it is people are buying is the most important thing. So even if your website is fancy schmancy, you've got the app for it, you've got all this technology behind it, they can do easy orders, whatever it is. If the product itself that they are expecting isn't top-notch, it isn't highest quality.
You're going to go out of business.
Yeah. Right? Exactly.
And finally, and we agree with this as well here at Experience Pros, he says, put your energy into customer retention. The fact of the matter is, the way that we say it is, you can have the best product, you can have the best process, the best systems, but if you don't have the best service, then you're starting all over again, right?
And how often, as we grow, do we get all excited about the new shiny things?
Oh, customer acquisition. Let's get something new.
Right? But we need to go back to who supported us in the first place, making sure that we're creating those loyal customers and taking care of that loyal customer base.
And we've heard the statistics that it's been anywhere between 10 and 17% more cost effective to take care of your existing customer database than it is to go out and get one new customer. That 10 to 17%, that's huge.
It is, absolutely. And so, you know, paying attention to what this failed business, and he's going to go out, he's going to start something new.
Oh, sure.
I am quite certain of it. Take what he learned here, come up with a business strategy and a better profit model, profit margins, and all of that alike. Make sure you download all of the apps and check us out online at experiencepros.com. experiencepros.com. You can find all the stuff, stay in touch with where Experience Pros is, where we're hanging out, all the stations that you can tune in and listen to the show, and make sure that you are voting in the fan bragging contest. Only a few more days and the contest goes dark.
Oh, what does that mean?
Dark. So the contest doesn't actually end until March 16th.
Okay.
But on March 8th, 1 week in advance,
it's Wednesday,
we're actually shutting down, so you cannot see the final votes that come in, that final push of votes that come in.
Did you say March 8th? Because it's actually the 9th. It's Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday goes dark.
Wednesday goes dark.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tomorrow the 8th?
Uh-huh.
So
Wednesday it goes dark.
Wednesday it goes dark.
Then
you
no
can
one
still
can see
vote,
how many votes you're getting.
But you don't know what those final tally numbers are going to be, which makes it super exciting. One lucky company is going to win a trip for two to New York City.
New York City!
Airfare, the whole nine yards, all included. But many companies get to win best in their category, which is super duper exciting.
Absolutely. And finally, we end on this moment out of Monterey, California. You see, a California aquarium shared a video of a pregnant wild otter that didn't know where she otter have her pups. And so, guess what? The otter went to the aquarium.
Oh, she found her way to the aquarium?
She otter have her pups in a tide pool at the aquarium.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she found her way. Where else would she have gone?
Well, it's a wild otter.
They don't have like an
it's
otter
a wild
hospital.
Otter, so it would be like in the Monterey Bay.
Right? Don't have the otter baby hospital.
No baby hospitals.
No, so went
so
to
you
the
otter go to the aquarium.
You're going to, how many times are you going to use the word otter?
I otter use it at least one or two more times.
Mm. It was kind of funny. Not really the first time, and it was less the fourth time.
Hmm. Well, I don't know how she.
Stop that.
I otter stop that? All right. I don't know how the otter knew that the aquarium would be the safest place to do that, but she did. Pups.
Well, maybe
doing
she didn't
fine.
Actually go to the aquarium tide pool. Maybe that's where she's been
the,
living
a wild
this whole
otter
time,
visited
and you just
the great tide pool.
You didn't notice it until
to take
she
shelter
was
from a storm,
getting ready for her babies.
She went.
So did she have her
she
pup?
Did, and everybody's happy and safe.
That is an awe moment.
Yeah.
All right, from failed businesses to baby otters, we cover it all.
That's the truth. We don't fit in anybody's box. That's also the truth. So with that, we want to make sure that you know you can find the archives of this and all the Experience Pros radio programs at experiencepros.com. It is the official home of the Extreme Customer Service Directory and the Fan Bragging Contest referred to just moments ago. We invite you to check us out and ask the question, how can we help you in your business? No matter where you are, if you can hear our broadcast, we can help you. And we put our money where our mouth is. We guarantee a good visibility for you and your business. On behalf of Bill, our producer, and Mark, our videographer, we want to say thank you for tuning in to this, the most positive business talk show in America. Now go ahead and give somebody a 20-second kiss. You know you want one. We're not talking about locking lips, folks. Nope, that's gross. KISS stands for Kindness Is So Simple. Say something nice today.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
You're opinions you
this
hear on
is the Experience
Talk
Pros Radio
hosts,
Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact the Experience Pros by calling.
Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.